Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Anime and Us Solo. I'm TJ.
And I'm Marcus.
And this is the review show that reviews anime-related shows one episode at a time. Not really. Why not really? I mean, I have a new co-host. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, TJ.
We're going to continue on with reviewing Ruby each episode at a time here. Marcus, you caught up to where I am on episode 8 here, right?
Yes, sir.
So what did you think so far?
Oh, you should throw me in like that. I think so far? Should I just tell you my thoughts on the first 7 or just 8 alone?
Sure. What did you think up until chapter 8 here?
Well, okay, let's say I started off watching the trailers, all 4 of them.
Right.
And my expectations were really low for this show, honestly. The animation style just did not, I've never been a fan of this kind of style. Like, what was that show back in the 90s, 2000? Like, Reboot, I think, had the same style.
And this is leagues better than Reboot, but go ahead.
Oh, for sure. But it's still like...
That 3D kind of style.
Yeah. Like, it's not awful, it's just not my cup of tea. Like, if you like it, you like it. So you watch the trailers, they set the tone differently than what the tone of the show actually is.
Right.
So watching 1 through 7 caught me off guard, but it was an enjoyable off guard. The comedy's fun, the characters are great. Yeah, that's what I can think of so far. Like, I'm liking this show. Not loving it, I'm liking it. It's better than what I expected.
Right. And the animation's a little clunky in spots, like they're walking and things can be pretty bad. Yeah.
Or like how the background characters are sometimes there and sometimes when they're not there.
They're just shadows.
Yeah, it's like, why are they silhouettes? Why is that even a stylistic, I guess, or cheap, whatever. But.
Well, I think it's a stylistic choice because they didn't have a lot of money.
Okay,
that to makes do sense. It because, I mean, they released this first season free on YouTube, so.
Yes. And so, like, I'm not judging it too hard against that. It's just a thing you notice.
Did you have a favorite of the trailers? Which of the 4?
I did act the one where she was doing something in the club.
Yang?
Yeah. The yellow one?
Yellow one, yes. Is Yang.
Yes, that one. I actually enjoy that. They're all decent trailers, but that one was the one that stood out for me for sure.
My favorite part of that is when she's silhouetted behind a door and she's coming in.
Yes.
So, good.
The show has style for sure, and that's really great for it.
So, I mean, the first episode we opened up, we were introduced to Ruby and stuff. What did you think of that?
What did I think of it? I was expecting her to be annoying, and shockingly, she is not annoying. She's a character. She's a teenage girl, I guess, right? Teenage?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, no, the characters are pretty charming, considering. I was surprised, too.
Yeah, like, they're not insufferable at all. Even the bad characters who are supposed to be bad aren't 80s bully school bullying bad.
Right.
They're still people.
There's depth to them.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't want to go through every episode and ask you what you think. But, you know, so we're introduced to a bunch of the characters throughout the first 7.
Yes.
Any of the other characters stand out?
I like that they make the blonde-haired boy. I don't know his name. I don't know any of these characters' names. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I know them all. His name's Jean.
Yes. I like that they make him the damsel, essentially, because there's mostly females in the show and a few guys. So they make him what usually is the female character.
Right.
But he's not too overly the top helpless. Like, he's helpless for sure. He's definitely a character. But he's still likable.
Right. And he's trying.
Yes. They're all trying. I like that.
And then, obviously, going into this episode, we go into the first step where they're all getting thrown into the forest and stuff like that.
Yes. A typical anime trope, the high school of special people. Naruto does it. My Hero does it. Harry Potter does it. And I like this kind of stuff.
So we're going into episode 8 here, which was called Players in Pieces.
Yes.
Let's see. Don't mind the birds in the background of Marcus's room. Yeah, we open up with Ruby and Weiss on a giant black raven grim bird. I'm not sure how they got up there, though. They didn't show that.
Yeah, no, that's the thing to know about this show. Like, there's like a lot of just it's happening kind of things, which isn't bad, but just beware of that.
Right. So, I mean, this episode opens up with just a bunch of crazy things happening. Ruby and Weiss are on top of the bird, and Ruby jumps off. Jean was thrown in through the air by a giant scorpion in the previous episode. And then, so they crash into each other. Then Nora and Ren come out of the forest on top of a bear. And then Pyrrha comes running through the forest being chased by a scorpion.
Yep. Yes.
So all the characters are reunited. Everyone's paired up with their specific partners and teams. And now they have to get their chess pieces. I don't know why they chose chess pieces as the artifacts.
Yeah, and that's weird to me. Like, why? Like, why not checker pieces? Like, why chess pieces?
I don't know. It's just a choice there, you know?
Not fair. I'm like, again, didn't hate it. It's different.
And let's see. I'm sorry. The birds are distracting me.
Yeah, give me one second. I'm going to be right back.
It's all right. All right. So, as he distracts with the birds...
Can you still hear them?
They're a little muted now. That's better.
Okay, good, good.
Sorry about that. They were really loud in my ears. I don't know how it's going to come over on the recording.
They were pretty loud, honestly.
I mean, I have really good headphones on, so okay. I hear all the little things that are happening.
No, you could definitely not hear them.
But so, yeah, all the characters are back together, and they gotta deal with this scorpion and this giant bird. Ruby gets a little show-off-y and tries to attack the scorpion, and then, you know, you get the Weiss-Ruby makeup moment there where they stop fighting. And then it's just a giant fight from here on out. They run away from them, and then it's just a big action display after this.
Yeah, like this, honestly, this is my favorite episode of the first season.
Mine too.
Wow, really?
Yeah, this is my favorite episode where they're fighting the scorpion and the bird at the same time, switching groups, and they foreshadow which teams are going to be in which groups.
Yes,
and I'm like, this is good.
Oh, you're good.
No, God, what were you going to say?
I would say this is highly enjoyable. Like you said, for the foreshadowing aspect, I feel like there's a lot of thought in this one.
The show has a lot of thought. It feels like it's been planned out for at least a few first few seasons.
Yeah.
But it was a little predictable, too, though, who was going to be teamed up with who.
Oh, for sure.
But the fighting was really good in this episode.
Yes.
So, you know, you got Ruby, Weiss, Blake, and Yang fighting the giant bird, and then Nora, Ren, Jean, and Pyrrha fighting the giant scorpion. And it's just an action display, and they end up taking the two monsters down, and that's pretty much the end of the episode.
Yeah. So, I mean, they definitely get teamed up by the end of the episode, I remember.
Oh, dude, it was at the end of this episode?
Yes, yes.
Oh, right. You're right. For some reason, the pieces that they get, Ruby and John picked up, are yellow, but they say it's white.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Notice that too? I mean, in chess, there are white and black pieces, so it makes sense. But at the same time, it wasn't. But yeah, you're right. They go back to the school, and then they're paired up, essentially. So we get introduced to, well, there is another character named Cardin, and his three people with no names and are teamed together, and they're called Team Cardinal.
And he's the bully, correct?
He's the bully, yes.
Yes.
And then there's the White Rooks, which is John's team, which end up being called Team Juniper.
Yep.
And then Ruby's team is called Ruby. Makes sense, I guess.
Because why not?
Yeah, I mean, they spell Ruby differently, but, you know, it's R-W-B-Y instead of that. But that's how you remember the names, by the way. Ruby is red. White. Weiss is white. Yang is yellow, Blake is black. You color coordinate it with the letters.
Makes sense, but I still just can't fix it on the names. Give me a few more seasons.
What I did like about the character development in this episode, when they were running away from the bird and the scorpion, Yang watches Ruby take the lead, and she's not, like, jealous or any of those tropey things. She's just... Their sisterly connection is really good in this.
Yeah, I've noticed that about, like, there's, like, not... This has tropes, but, like, nothing egregious. Like you said, they have that, like, the characters actually run away from a thing that they can't win at that moment, and I like that. And for an anime, you don't have, like, the 10-minute monologues in their head, like, how am I going to defeat this giant bird? If I do this, and this, I might be able to surprise them. You don't get this, and I like that. So instead of being 20-plus minutes, 13 minutes, some change.
Man, you just gave me both JoJo and Death Note flashbacks, and I'm scarred. I'm scarred.
Yeah, I've seen my fair share of anime, too. Not like you, but, like, I know the tropes, and I hate some of those tropes. And that's why I appreciate this is a shorter show.
I was a very casual anime fan before I started the other show.
Yes.
But now I'm 104 animes in. And
that's so many.
It's too many. But, I didn't mention that in the beginning. So, yeah, this is going to be replacing their main show for a few weeks just because... The other show was 100 episodes long. We're 100 episodes. I can't even speak. We did 100 episodes in a row, so we needed a little bit of a hiatus. So this is going to be replacing that for a little bit.
Not much of a hiatus for you, though, right?
No, not really, but...
You don't like resting, so it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to not put a podcast up every week.
Yeah.
But we needed a break for that one, just for recording sake. We're running low on episodes.
No, I know your fans are going to appreciate this.
What fans? We don't have any fans.
We've got a few fans over in Ohio and Japan, probably. Who knows?
Anyway, the episode actually ends with the reveal that the bad guy from the beginning, Roman Torchwick, is looking over plans and he's still buying and stealing dust.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I'm glad you brought that up. I like him so far, this villain. Again, he's not over the top. He's not underrated. He's just there doing his thing.
Yeah, and he's scarce throughout, so.
Yes. Now, the dust, I know they mentioned it in the first episode. They have opening monologue about it. I don't get it. What's it about?
Well, dust is like magical powers. I'm not sure. Only Weiss seems to use it.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure anybody can use it. I'm not actually sure what it's for.
Okay. So it feels like it's just a MacGuffin for at this moment. It's just there to be there.
Well, each character has their own little superpower.
Yeah, their aura, I think it's called.
Yeah, so it's not like the dust is needed for their superpower. It's just like, I know, like I said, Weiss uses it in her sword. So maybe it's more of a bullet kind of thing where they use elemental powers in their weapons.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Or maybe they could play off each other with their dusts and their powers. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm not actually sure, but I'm pretty sure. Because every weapon is like a blade and a gun.
Yeah, so I noticed that.
So using the different dust in the gun as bullets, they'll shoot like ice stuff or fire stuff.
Yes. So. Which, again, I like that concept a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in the show, lore-wise. But it's hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah, especially because, I keep saying it, the episodes are so short. They don't give you much, if that makes sense. Which is, can't complain about that.
And it is only the first season, and right now they're currently in their, eighth season or something like that.
Wow, eighth season.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Fun with that, though. It's enjoyable so far, so I'm cool with that.
All right. All right, yeah, I mean, that's all we got to talk about with this one. These are going to be shorter episodes because there's not a whole lot to them, and we're doing one episode at a time.
Okay. Now, do you review these? Do you rate these things?
Rate them? We can. What did you want? How do you want to rate them, though?
No, I was just asking. We can, do star five, one off five. It's your thing. I'm just giving suggestions.
Well, just between and the other anime podcast that I do, we do 1 through 10.
1 through 10, okay.
But we usually compare it to other animes.
Yes.
And all we have to compare this is to Ruby, you know?
Yeah, true, so it's kind of hard to do that.
Right. But I will say this is the best episode we've seen so far.
Oh, well, I totally agree.
I mean, did you want to rate it something?
I'm just curious how you do this podcast.
Well, I used to do this podcast by myself. That's why I needed someone to bounce off of. That's why you're here.
No, if you want to review, if you want to rate, we can rate it.
Nah, I mean, I wasn't going to. you have anything else to talk about with this one?
No, we covered everything pretty much.
Yep. I mean, it's only, 12 minutes?
Can I say something? I'm sorry.
You're good.
I noticed about this show that I like, going back to the beginning before you asked me that question, these ladies, they're dressed not scantily. And I like that. They're covered. It's great. They're still prettily dressed, I guess. I don't know how to phrase that, but they're not like cleavage hanging out.
They're stylish.
Yes. And I like that. Well, it's practical.
Yeah, I mean, they're it's also kind of part of their personality. Yang's kind of like the sexy one with the cleavage and stuff, whereas...
But still, the cleavage isn't some other anime is like, okay, we get it.
Yeah, it avoids a lot of tropes, that's for sure.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm trying to end this episode for 3 minutes now. Are you done?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it for this one this week. Thanks for watching, people. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye. Stop the recording.
If I don't want to.
No, well.
hold on.